From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Global chemical weapons inspectors entered the Syrian town of Douma on Tuesday. That's the town where a suspected chemical attack killed dozens of people earlier this month. The U.S. and France are worried that the site may have already been tampered with. VOA correspondent Bill Gallo reports.
The U.S. and its allies blame the regime of Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad for the deadly chemical weapons attack. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert told Al Hurra the United States is pushing for a renewed focus on the so-called Geneva process the United Nations began in 2012 as a roadmap for ending the Syrian conflict with a new constitution and elections. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Russia said Tuesday it did not understand the basis for British and U.S. allegations that it was conducting a global cyber espionage campaign. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters in a conference call that the two countries have not presented any evidence.
Neither our colleagues in the U.S. nor our colleagues in Britain still don't bother to search for any kind, even weak reasoning. So the essence and the unfounded nature of these accusations hasn't changed.
On Monday, the United States and Britain announced that Russian government-backed hackers had infected computer routers around the world, targeting government agencies, businesses, and critical infrastructure. At least one protester was killed in a protest Tuesday in the Pakistani city of Karachi. Angry protesters accused police of negligence in the case of the rape and murder of a 6-year-old girl. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron